Go ahead and start.
It's a video. Yeah. Is that what you wanted?
Uh-huh. Is it going? All right. Hey, Vince Easley, GoLibertyMedia.com. We've got David and Melissa Kopacz.
Cindy, come on over
Cindy.
Here.
Cindy, hello.
And my newlywed here. We decided to come out, do a little honeymooning and support the Bundys. And we're going down the second half of the week, do some ranching with Jeanette Finnicum.
Amen. So that's pretty nice. And y'all know Jerry DeLamas?
Yes, yes. He's out our neck of the woods there, out in New Hampshire. We're from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. boy, I tell you, it's like awesome. A little California out there.
Terrible.
But that's what's so important is we have lost a lot in Massachusetts and in the Northeast. And the folks here, the Finnicums, the Bundys, they're the tip of the spear for a very, very important property rights subject that we just can't lose sight of. They need our support.
So I think a lot of people don't understand the aspect of that and how it comes down to government overreach and where that just feathers into other people's rights. So I think it's very important to be addressed.
Yeah. Well, you know, rights come from God, not the Constitution. So when I hear people say, I got the constitutional right for this and that, I rebut that. You got the God-given right. The Constitution is a limiting document on government.
On government, not the Constitution.
That's right. Exactly right. And, you know, the United States is unique in the fact that here, private property is something your average person, we all can own property. When government is the only one that can own and control property, because property's ownership is where wealth is extracted, where you turn things into production, you know, something of productive wealth, yes. And we know we've got it here in the United States, and we, you know, you look at any socialist nation where government owns and controls the property. You know, they extract the wealth, they ration out what we vassals need to stay alive, and they're the only ones that extract the wealth from it and profit from it. That's what the American dream's about. If you're motivated and productive and hardworking and honest, you can turn a small little anything into just a monument. You can do anything with some intestinal fortitude.
So when we're talking about property and rights and ownership and public land, there's a big misconception that the federal government owns land.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we even need a Department of the Interior. Government really should only own post roads, post offices, things like that. A large landscaping company could take care of the amount of land that the federal government should own. The BLM, that's a big federal level land trust. Back where I'm from in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we have a land trust for every two towns in that state. There's 351 towns, and we've got a land trust for every two of them. And they're doing the same thing the BLM is, only out there. We don't have big, huge tracts of land. It's already been scooped up and it's gone. They're taking smaller bites out of the apple, and as they do that, they take a piece here, a piece there, and a piece there. Then the feds come in with like the Forest Legacy Program. Hey, these little dots are starting to look like a corridor. Pretty soon you've got a big preservation corridor with federal standards on it. They creep right in incrementally over time, and we allow it. We do these things through consent. We've got to stop consenting to this.
Thanks, Dad.